That's 4.1 million displaced persons from the conflict in Syria alone. The United Nations estimates that nearly 60 million people worldwide are on the move today because of conflict. What are the pillars of history that bear up this story of humanitarian crisis, failure, and success of peoples to help each other? Well, there are two pillars, actually, and they have the same theme song, you might say. On this day, the current monarch on the throne of the United Kingdom, Elizabeth II, becomes the longest-serving monarch in British history, surpassing Queen Victoria, whose record had been 63 years, 7 months, and 2 days. And boy, it was a very different map of the world in 1952 when Queen Elizabeth ascended the throne.
Queen Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, Queen of this realm and of all her other realms and territories, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith.
As I speak to you today from Cape Town, I am 6,000 miles from the country where I was born. But I am certainly not 6,000 miles from home. Everywhere I have traveled, in these lovely lands of South Africa and Rhodesia, my parents, my sister and I, have been taken to the heart of their people.
Rhodesia, a name from another time. Queen Victoria's time. Gilbert and Sullivan's time.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight's historical. From Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical.
Queen Victoria ruled over a world that was in motion, like today. But 82 million people moved voluntarily to seek a better life during the Victorian period. Add to that the forced migrations in Europe of Jews and other ethnic groups. You get perhaps 6 million additional. African slavery in decline, but still the numbers are humbling, 10 million. And then in 1890, in China, what would become a flood of 25 million people migrated from the south to Manchuria, helping to set up the conditions for war in the Pacific.
Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me.
By the time this song was popular in the British Empire in the early 1950s, not much belonged to the crown anymore. An empire much diminished by war and Britain's inability to afford its vast empire. The Europe Queen Elizabeth viewed was very much defined by the disruptions of World War II, just ended. 19 million dead, 30 million displaced by Hitler and Stalin alone. More than 10 million European refugees ended up in more than 225 camps around Europe, and their resettlement to reluctant host countries was as controversial then as the migration from the Middle East is today. So as we congratulate Queen Elizabeth for surpassing Queen Victoria on this historic day, we also note this curious possibility, that while Queen Victoria reigned over a world that was giving birth to nation states with new flags and new anthems born out of a colonial bloodbath, perhaps Queen Elizabeth II is reigning at a time when the usefulness, the morality, and the relevance of those same nation states is crumbling. Our time.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.